Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's one thing to know what the globalists are planning more than a decade out. It's another thing to live to see it unfolding. I marvel. And I know many of you are marveling as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the final day of July 2013. And we're going to be here for the next 3 hours broadcasting worldwide. Steve Jolly, who I had a chance to meet out in the UK, is known as the CCTV man. And he wears big CCTV cameras on his head, paper mache. And he has single-handedly caused a national debate about it and had federal and local courts rule recently that indeed, especially the license plate reading cameras, are a Big Brother invasive, unconstitutional system in the United Kingdom, the most surveilled Big Brother society on the planet Terra Firma today. He'll be popping in for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then, of course, Leanne McAdoo is going to be coming on the broadcast dealing with the real depths of child and underage sex slave trafficking, because we've seen in the last few days big news articles out dealing with sweeps that have been done across the country with these underage prostitutes, some as young as 12 years old. And the FBI and others have gone and arrested 150-plus disgusting, degenerate pimps that need to have their brains blown out. But, of course, that won't happen. They'll be let out of jail quickly. Hope somebody beats their brains out in prison. But the whole point is, I'm sorry, I have to control myself. The point is, I wish they would get the death penalty, is that it's much worse than that. And most of the government is against this type of stuff, but they're compartmentalized. There are groups at the top involved. This has come out before in the really bad stuff of little children, including snuff films. And I saw an article today. In fact, I should add that to the stack where Homeland Security, high level director, deputy director, was caught passing along sadomasochistic torture of small children. This is exactly the type of stuff the New World Order is into. So we're going to be looking at that at the start of the third hour today for a couple segments. And then David Knight, who's been really helping me honcho, try to process the 600-plus entries to the Operation Paul Revere contest we announced of third place Monday, second place yesterday, first place today. Will be announced with some other honorable mentions in the third hour, and that is a grand prize of 100,000 Federal Reserve notes, or so-called dollars. And so we're going to be doing that, and then in the next few days or next week, I'll try to get the first place winner on the radio show. We're going to get, we've already gotten third place in the nightly news. We're going to get second place in the nightly news tonight. Just amazing, amazing folks. So you can all find all that at Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. If you wish, you can put Infowars.com/Paul Revere, and that will take you there as well. I will also add that I was up here till about 9 o'clock last night working on Obama Deception 2, and it is a doozy. Really, I haven't made a film myself in 3.5 years, as everyone knows. I've produced a couple others. And it is just the mega load of information. And it's hard to leave the office, even though I want to go home and play Yahtzee with my children and do watercolors with them or watch a nature show. It's very sad when I'm here at night, 9 o'clock, my son calls and goes, "Daddy, you going to come home?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, son, you have no future if I don't do this." But we are now in the locked-in phase of working 6-7 days a week, 18 hours a day, as we chestnut Obama Deception 2. And I now have the full title yet to be released, but it is a powerful weapon that we're in there in the forge, forging with our hammers and the flame of truth.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this July 31st, 2013, Wednesday worldwide transmission. We have three guests joining us. We have a man who beat the British government when it came to the surveillance cameras reading license plates. Steve Jolly will be joining us. I had a chance to meet him at Bilderberg coverage a few months ago in Albion, Britannia. Then Leanne McAdoo will join us to expose the whitewash that the federal government's trying to stop the trafficking in women and children as sex slaves. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. And David Knight will pop in the last 30 minutes of this worldwide transmission today to announce the $100,000 winner that I have chosen. And most of my crew concurred that it was in the second or first place. I'll tell you right now that the maker of American Drone, who won second place, $10,000 prize, probably would have beaten the first place winner that will be announced, maybe. It's 50-50. I'd probably have to flip a coin. It's that close. With his film, The Futurist, that we've put up on my YouTube channel that I suggest everyone see that we posted on InfoWars.com yesterday. It's really powerful. But I want to tell you, A Dream Revered, we want to talk to you soon and work with you as soon as Obama Deception 2 is done. In October, it's coming out in early November. We want to talk to really the top 10 that we're trying to select internally We're going to try to talk to you to produce films with us. It was very hard to pick whether it would be Political Earth or A Dream Revered. And regardless, though, I start thinking about it. We spent a lot of time. I don't know if I'll do another one of these contests, though, because getting 600 entries has been very successful. It has bogged us down the last few months. It has really, and I knew it would be a monumental task, but it has been really intensive watching 600 videos here for the crew and then honing them down to 300 and then 200 and 100 and then 50 and then 35 and then the top 10 or so. But that now is completed today, and then we pay everybody out the $115,000 in prizes, and then we move on to the real game plan, promoting all the films that hit every different angle you can imagine to wake people up, and then trying to then work with some of the filmmakers there. Let's say maybe you were in the top 100 or so, but you did good reporting. Well, look for us maybe to try to hire you as a part-time auxiliary reporter. I mean, I'm just looking for the raw talent that's out there in humanity. That's what my gut and my spirit and my intellect tells me to do, and that's what I'm trying to do. So that's coming up in the last 25, 30 minutes of the transmission today. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I got up today and saw a Daily Caller article with the headline, "Attention Alex Jones, Get Ready for Behavioral Insight Team." And then they make a joke about me in here, kind of, but say, oh, it is what Alex said was coming, the conspiracy theorist. Look, mainstream news, Fox News, MSNBC, you name it, are all reporting that they're going to hire trendies as front people with government funding for every niche group out there to push, basically, the surveillance state, the tyranny. Now, imagine, I love how mainstream media, posing as libertarian media, and they do some good work, so I don't want to be too mean, but they're always attacking me. So, I mean, turnabout's fair play at some level, about how they're telling me about it. In fact, I saw an article last week going, oh, look, Alex Jones will want to see this. They're launching blimps with face-scanning cameras and ground-penetrating radar over major cities to watch you. They launched those back in the 1990s as a test and officially launched them in 2002. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like I'm more discredited as everything I say comes true. And they have to make jokes about all of it. Hey, let me tell you something. The joke's on you, bud, and me too, if we don't do something about this. Because let me tell you something. The other stuff I've been warning you about, it's all true too. There were mainstream news articles in the last week about, 98 million Americans did get a deadly cancer virus put in them, and that was in the first phase, and then a couple hundred million more in the decades after that, and yeah, tens of millions probably died from it, SV40, but you know what, so what? Let's move on to how scary Al-Qaeda is. You got double the chance of honeybees killing you each year, and the government runs them too, but isn't it scary? Yeah, we got to have men with black uniforms and armored vehicles and face-scanning cameras and listen to all your phone calls because of them. Yeah, right. I mean, you're not in Kansas anymore, folks. I'm talking to the establishment people that think they're going to be on the winning team. Nobody's a winner in this deal. Every time people think they can cheat and bring in evil because they want to dominate everybody else in some, hyper-psychopathic dominance-based mania, some type of psychopathic narcissism, hyper-psychopathic control freakism, coupled with a mass Stockholm syndrome, Overton window moved to hell. I mean, I don't know what to do here. But they've got the Social Security Administration, the Pentagon, the Department of Justice, all the major media networks, financial taxpayer money. News Corps is too, by the way. They get federal money, that's on record, to push carbon taxes and crud in their entertainment shows, not Fox News. That's the niche to keep conservatives on a reservation. But then you've got all the other anti-gun, anti-family, pro-torture, pro-secret arrest, anti-male role model, pro-carbon tax garbage on Fox TV and Fox movies. And I've dealt with Fox Searchlight, where they came to Richard Linkletter and said, we're not gonna distribute this as much this Philip K. Dick movie Alex Jones is in, yours truly, produced with Tommy Pallotta. If you show that cop blowing somebody's brains out, and Rick Linklater said, I'm not going to change it. That's the kind of stuff you never hear about. He probably doesn't want that public. They never told me not to tell anybody, but I sat there hearing about this. We're not going to promote that movie if you show, it was a bunch of other stuff they wanted cut, and Rick Linklater said, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to rush and get it done, because if you do it late, then they take the final cut control away. I mean, that's an honorable person right there, ladies and gentlemen. And they wanted some stuff I consulted on taken out of there. I'm more proud of being a consultant on a Scanner Darkly that's got a bunch of big stars in it than I am being in it. But I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. That's got Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson in it, Robert Downey Jr., Keanu Reeves. Well, I tell you, Winona Ryder is a very interesting in person. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I've talked about that. I've already dealt, ladies and gentlemen, I've already dealt with my whole media operation for 18 years. I've experienced the censorship, the manipulation, the people fighting back against it. I know. Now, most people in Hollywood just say, I'll do whatever you say. And they go, well, instead of you having a $10 million budget and basically all those stars being in the film for nothing, I think they got paid like $30,000 a piece or something because they wanted to be in it instead of $20 million a piece like they normally get or $10 million a piece. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is what the highest paid actor out there. I think he made like $500 million last year. My whole point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that that's the type of control going on. Most people in Hollywood say, we'll do whatever you say. And they go, $300 million budget, Department of Defense is funding $100 million. Boom. $100 million, taxpayer. Bam. Because they've got the printing presses, ladies and gentlemen. And they're buying up all the talent. They came to me 12, 13 years ago, 10 years ago, 7 years ago through media executives. And said, how'd you like $10 million a year? You play ball with us, you get it. And that's what the general naive public doesn't get, ladies and gentlemen. They don't understand how real this is. And you better figure out how real it is right now. Right now. Because the end agenda of this does not go to a very nice place. Okay, where to start here, speaking about media propaganda. Okay, let me just give you the news from today. They've announced, as you know, all three. First it was one last week, then two, now three. All three of the big control networks are going to produce Hillary Clinton biopics, worship fest lies. And let me tell you, this stuff has an effect on not so much the simple-minded, but people that are nice. They know how to program them. My grandmother, who's a very smart woman, almost 90 years old, I'm over at her house Saturday morning, 6 a.m. I went over there to see her, bring her breakfast to surprise her because my uncle came into town for his birthday. And I go knock on the door about 6:30, and I go in, and I hadn't seen her since I got back from England. I brought her some teacups and stuff with the royal family on it as a joke. And she got it and thought how sweet it was. And, oh, my gosh, she loves Queen Elizabeth II and all this stuff. Wonderful, smart Christian woman because she saw movies about her and was brought up that she's a wonderful, dignified lady. And no matter what we told her, she wouldn't wake up or listen. And it's the same thing with these Hillary Clinton movies. And believe it, it's getting her ready to run for president. That state-run media where your tax money, you do know that billions of banker bailout money, your money, went to General Electric and others. And there's only four companies that control 90% of world media. Okay, I mean, you know that, right? And so all these companies get taxpayer money, these big ones, and then they put it into this stuff to sit there shoveling propaganda at you. And when we come back, here's MSN's headline. Don't be alarmed. It's all condescending. But the government is trying to control you. Oh, the CIA is going to be involved in your city now with your kids. Government knows best. White House creates nudge squads to shape behavior. And then they have articles making fun of me because I've been proven right.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken the sleeping giant that is free humanity to the technocratic global police state being established. And we're here Monday through Friday, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I am your host, Alex Jones, hailing from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios. And we are accelerating to attack speed against the globalists. You're thinking like a fool because all it takes is you and I. And the fortune that I am seeking is liberty in my time and in the future. I want a society based on truth and justice and what you build and what you stand for, not how good a BSer and liar you are, not how delusional you are. See, the corrupt groups that get control throughout history always follow the same pattern. It varies slightly, but it goes the same direction. And they are basically making every federal and state agency secret police and giving them counterinsurgent spy training, propaganda training. But all it does is fully discredit all these people as they go out, because then they just start all lying to each other. And they're just a joke. But see, the movies, the culture, it's sycophantic. Wear a black uniform, wear a black mask, raid people's houses, set up checkpoints. That's like the new culture. Not rockets to the moon, not Marilyn Monroe, not science, not technology, not the highest test scores, not wealth, not building construction projects, not beautiful art. It's just a bunch of thugs standing around acting tough who don't have a brain cell in their little noggins. That's the culture. Not breaking the sound barrier, not splitting the atom, not cyclotrons, not curing cancer. No, it's giving people cancer. It's giving them GMO. It's dumbing them down. It's poisoning them. It's manifesting a fraud ahead of the singularity where we won't be needed anymore. And already in China, at Foxconn and all the other big factories are putting in the orders or have already got delivery of millions of robots a month to replace the 1,300,000,000 Chinese. And all the establishment white papers and publications that are public, because they think you're so stupid, it's public, say that when they get done and put the robots in place, they're only meant to supplant you so you're not needed. So they have a automated combat system of autonomous drones and ground drones and surface water drones and underwater sub drones and smart dust drones and nanotech drones. And the minute it's in place and the actuaries and the war game show that they've got a very high probability of winning, they're going to launch a Skynet attack on any countries or groups or people that they haven't already wiped out with bioweapon attacks. And I just want everybody to know that's what this is, and that's where all this is going. And you can laugh all you want and not read Club of Rome documents and not read futurist public stuff out of Ray Kurzweil and all the big globalist meetings they're having where they talk about how once they merge with the machines, you're going to be like a bug to them, and they're going to sit on you. You're not even going to be a concern. Now, again, whether that happens or not, they think that, and that's the crazy stuff the ruling establishment is pushing and building right now. Now, I guess acting trendy isn't that important anymore, huh? But see, they want to make you trendy. And the White House is announcing, hiding in plain view, every federal agency is going to launch models and trendies, actuaried, again, typecast and niched down to each little group on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else, and on TV, paid for tax money, to tell you how to behave and tell you what to do in a giant peer pressure move. Now, you've got to totally reject it and realize anything coming out of MSN is your enemy. Any message they sell you in these packaged news programs, sitcoms, and dramas is 100% meant to screw you and your family completely over. Now, let's go ahead and get into these current articles right here. Don't be alarmed to see the condescension, but the government's trying to control you. Big Brother isn't only watching you via creepy domestic drones. See, oh, just last year there weren't drones. I was lying. Oh. He's also trying to influence your behavior. Behavioral insights team or behavior modification, packaging, behavior placement, or affectionately the nudge squad. The Tides Foundation and others, is a White House experiment in finding suitable ways to get citizens to change their behavior for your own good. And it goes on to talk about, it's by Cass Sunstein. Oh, the one that said they would pose as alternative media and attack the leaders? Alex Jones is a fad. All day right out of the White House. We're going to come back and tell you more about that and how the Pentagon and the CIA are going to run your family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introduce.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin, while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I am going to get into the persecution Morse coming out of the IRS against libertarian, conservative, and Christian groups, using data mined against them, legal and lawful, information, things that they were doing that were legal and lawful, ways to persecute them. You're like, oh, I don't care if the government knows what I'm doing. Well, what if it's Nazi Germany and they want to come hunt you down and put you in a forced labor camp? Oh, then it's not a good idea. See, there's a reason we have this Bill of Rights and Constitution. And as it goes out the door, all hell breaks loose and our prosperity disappears like we were on a spaceship and opened a pod bay door. And then coming up, I want to get into Bank of England helped in sale of looted Nazi gold. Really? You don't mean that, BBC reports? That's ancient news, but they're now telling us about it. They'll probably get a Pulitzer Prize or something. And continuing, the Hollywood Reporter is reporting right here the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. Oh, you mean Time Magazine saying what a wonderful man he was in 1939? And Hitler was told by U.S. intelligence groups and British intelligence groups to launch attacks on Poland and then on France and others and Danzig before that. And, of course, Austria, and then was set up Again, I don't think Hitler was a good guy. It's just, it's declassified, folks, that he was created, funded, and then, just like Saddam Hussein, and then double-crossed. Saddam Hussein was told by the U.S. government on record to attack Iran, and for 7 years funded. He was told to nerve gas the Kurds, and the CIA was there with weather reports telling him when to spray it and how so it wouldn't blow back. I'm going to be getting into that, again, because it's not the U.S. government. It's the big offshore megabanks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch royalty, the British royalty, the same globalists running the whole show. They go and create the Muslim extremists and fund them. They go and create Al-Qaeda. They go and create Saudi Arabia. Look it up. There's a movie about it called Lawrence of Arabia. It's a true story, but a whitewash. Go watch it. I think it won an Academy Award. Several. The point is, go find out about this, ladies and gentlemen. They create the Muslim radicals. They create Hitler. On record, U.S. government, British government, put Lenin in power in 1917, 1918, and in a 5-year war, propped them up against the white Russians, the pro-czarist, to make sure that happened. Uncle Joe Stalin was called our uncle in our media for decades. How loving he was, how we needed to be under people like Stalin. Stalin, the man of steel. Oh, and two articles, The Chilling History of How Hollywood Helped Hitler. Really? And who were the people, about half of them in Hollywood? If you read these articles, Jewish people helped Hitler. Well, wow, wonder what that's all about. Very interesting, like the Rothschilds. And then another one, Bank of England helped sale of looted Nazi gold. Because, folks, it's the globalists create the crisis, offer the solution. They ship in the drugs and then arrest you or your family when you use them and put you in the prisons they own. See, I said I'm going to get to that, and then I just start getting into it right now. I'm going to be breaking that down for you, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, in my film from 2005, Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, I tell you that the media is being funded and run by the government, show documents. I tell you they've already launched blimps that are tethered to surveil you and look right through your walls, give all the documents. I say that Hollywood and the British and U.S. banks created Hitler, and I show all the documents and proof before it was in the London Guardian 2 years later, and they said they broke it. They didn't break it. It was in mainline Nuremberg documents that came out in 1946 and 47. This stuff, I've interviewed Anthony Sutton, folks. I've interviewed the congressional committee heads who were there when all this came out. I've interviewed staffers who were involved in the McCormick-Dickstein committee back in the 1930s. That particular lawyer is dead now, just like I interviewed Admiral Moore, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was there when the president came over the radio and ordered the Mediterranean fleet to stand down at the USS Liberty while it was being attacked for over 2 hours. I mean, I just, it's a treasure trove of who we've interviewed. And I mean, I've interviewed not just Admiral Moore, but the other admirals, fleet admirals that were there. Was it Flag Admirals, the one out front? And I've interviewed the rear admirals that were hearing the communiques. I mean, I've literally interviewed on the USS Liberty alone probably more than 10 admirals. The captain before he died, McGonagall. The first mate, the doctor, I know everything about that. I've interviewed dozens of people who heard LBJ when they refused the order of the Secretary of Defense McNamara to turn the jets back. They had aircraft carriers just 60 miles away when the president came on and said, that GD ship's going to the bottom, and that's an order. We're blaming that on Egypt. This is an operation with Israel to false flag. Now you follow my orders, and you stand down. I just quoted what the admirals heard. Imagine in the ready room. You think Benghazi's bad? Ordering a stand down so they could kill the ambassador? I've interviewed all the people that were there and heard the president say, that ship's going to the GD bottom. Well, guess what? The most highly decorated ship in U.S. history that got hit by torpedoes, thousands of rounds of heavy caliber machine gun, hundreds of rockets. They could not sink it. And so those guys got back to port and were told, you will be court-martialed and executed under national security if you ever talk to anybody about what happened. I've interviewed the people that were marched on the aircraft carrier, and the admiral came out and said, tell me your story. They told the story, and he said, you will be executed. They said, we will kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, if you ever tell anybody. I've interviewed the people that were there when the admiral said, we will kill you. You will be killed. Just like SEAL Team 6 is being killed, ladies and gentlemen. How many of the SEAL Team 6 had the fake Bin Laden raid are dead? Almost all of them. And the other ones are keeping quiet, so, 'cause that's what you do for America. So you can be killed next, and you'll all be killed. You'll all be murdered.
USA!
Yeah, USA! 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 Yeah, just chant some USA as they kill the SEAL Team 6 guys, blow up their helicopters, throw them out of helicopters, run over them, shoot them in the back of the head. Hell, they're probably sending retired SEALs that have been sheep-dipped to kill them. That's what you do in America. You kill Navy SEALs for the foreign banks. USA! 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 I mean, this is all a load of bull, ladies and gentlemen. Our country's been taken over by foreign banks, and they think you're such a joke that you won't wake up and do anything about it. I told you 2 weeks after the helicopter blew up. How long ago did the helicopter blow up, killing 23 SEALs? It was almost 2 years ago now. And then I talked to a family friend who is a Navy SEAL. We know him through his father, but known the Navy SEAL for over a decade before he was in the Navy. My dad knew him back when he was in high school. And they said, no, we know they blew up the helicopter. Some of the guys think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on there, but there's no way they could. And they never put us all on a Chinook like that. And we weren't going on a rescue mission. It turned out that was all fake. So they think it's a setup by Obama. Well, of course, what are we doing? What's the mission? Just you're going somewhere. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about this. It's so sick. And then they just fly it out and blow it up. You're going where Pat Tillman went. He died charging an Al-Qaeda machine gun nest, and those SEALs all died. Those SEALs all died going to fight Al-Qaeda and rescue Army Rangers. Mm-hmm. The truth is there was a bomb on board. That's known. And the entire Navy knows it. The Navy's freaked out about it. It blew up, but they survived. The helicopter made it to the ground, and when they got out, guess what happened? They were surrounded by waiting groups at long distance, killing them with 50 caliber rifles. And you know who has 50 caliber rifles, don't you? And by the way, you know they're going to kill the contractors that killed the SEALs, right? You know you're all dead too, morons. That's what I love about all this. Gee, you're going on a mission to make sure no SEALs escape from the fake Bin Laden raid, and then you're going to kill Navy SEALs. Because you're a tough guy contractor. Because you wear Under Armour and stand around when they're leading Bradley Manning around. You're a contractor above the special forces. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, just fools. You can come kill me. I've already won. I never sold out to evil. I didn't submit to lies. I've maintained my family name. I've been honorable. You people aren't just evil. You're stupid. And that's exactly what Michael Hastings said. He said, it's time to stop not releasing so-called national security stuff when it's government crime. It's time for the press to declare war on the corrupt groups that have taken over, and they blew his car up. They blew his car up. And now it does look like the real surveillance footage has been released. He's driving along, as the witnesses say. Boom, you see a flash, then it goes off the road. And, you know, I flip out on air, even though I don't mean to, because just the enormity of what we're under hits me, and I start freaking out, because I know they can come kill me anytime. I know they can kill my whole family. I realize how real this is, and I get very angry at the public who is sitting there with their thumbs you know where, having no idea how bad this is, ladies and gentlemen, and that a conscious decision has been made to bring in pure evil and eradicate liberty in this country, and re-educate what's left of this nation. And it's in the Army manuals, it's all documented, it's all on record, and now they're everywhere going, yeah, we're going to send PSYOPs in to to the public schools to make sure your kids go along with the agenda of anti-gun. That's in the news today. And we're going to have the Social Security Administration carry out psychological warfare ops on the public. And we're going to have every other federal agency do it. And we're watching you. And we're going to finance all media. And we're going to buy off all the bloggers. They've already bought them off. I know all sorts of people that got paid and started attacking me and lying about me. And, you know, saying vote for Obama and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, if I've been offered money before, people go, why don't you tell us who offered it? You never get news again or offers. If people say, this is a meeting, we'd like to hire you, talk about you coming to work for this media outfit. You know, this is off record. They even have you sign non-disclosure agreements. And then if you ever go and talk about something like that, then then you never get offers or info again. I mean, it's very simple. My word is my bond. I've got to get, when I get emotional, I've got to get better about not blurting things out. Last week, I talked about how Judge Andrew Napolitano, you know, was told by News Corp, don't go back on Alex Jones' show. And then I was told by another executive separately that, like, look, we know what's going on. We're awake. But, you know, Eric Holder could just come arrest a bunch of people at News Corp, and that's being held over our head. Not within concerns with trying to hire me. That was just a little side issue. I want to make sure that's clear. And I told you 2 or 3 years ago, they're going to threaten to arrest Rupert Murdoch, and then that came out last week in the news. They're looking at arresting him, Holder, for the supposed phone hacking and stuff, which went on, certainly, of course they knew about it. That's standard procedure in media at that level. That's what Murdoch got recorded saying. He's being shut up, folks. He's got intelligence ops all over him. They've got Navy SEALs, former FBI guys guarding all the top Fox people. Glenn Beck's got like a security team of 20 people on average. I mean, these people are totally whacked out, totally scared, totally have let the stuff get to them. And it's not that Murdoch's even some good guy. He's just been playing a double game, and now these mafias are trying to knock each other off. You know, I told you that the Navy SEALs thought they were killed, their families, and now we reprint me that. We had it on InfoWars, but I want to read his name. Now one of the fathers of one of the SEAL Team 6 guys that died, who, by the way, was in on the bin Laden raid, has gone public saying, oh, yeah, the SEALs think they blew the helicopter up and killed him out there, and then it was a setup and the mission wasn't real. What did I tell you a year and a half ago when that happened? What did I tell you? What did I tell you within a few? I told you that exact thing, folks. I don't make this stuff up. You know, I said, why don't you come on the air? And they said, are you kidding? I'd be arrested immediately for even talking about operations. And all they would say was, yeah, no, they think there was a bomb on board, and then they were waiting for them when there were survivors. And that's what the family of SEAL Team 6 members are now saying. And that's the press conference they had. Yeah, that's the one with Billy Vaughn, the father of Navy SEAL, but Aaron Vaughn. But there's another one from last week where we're actually, we should try to get them on, by the way. That's a different family than the ones I know. We should try to get the guy that was on Savage on here. They had him as a guest. That's the father. That's a different father. The point is they're all starting to go public about this. And, you know, the answer is the Navy SEALs, it's like Private Lynch. They killed 5 members of her team in a week. Shot them in the head, ran them over, disappeared, drowned, because they were going public saying Private Lynch cowered in fear in the truck convoy and at the base and at the hospital. Jerry Bruckheimer was involved in the production of the rescue. That's BBC, by the way. Bruckheimer was on sat phone with the special forces when they went into the hospital that the Iraqis hadn't been in 3 days. They'd already been there, checked it, said, we're coming back to get you. They shot a whole production. To like say women in the military, women fight better than men. It was a PR rollout. It was a psyop. And the guys were saying, it's just not true. We fought the Iraqis and these other men died and Lynch hid in fear. Well, they just went and killed them. And I said publicly, I said to Lynch, and I had connections to her, I said, they're going to kill you next to say you're the big hero if you don't go public. 2 days after she gave a press conference crying and said she was told a lie by the Pentagon, she cowered in fear. Yeah, there it is. Father of SEAL team member claims his son was set up. Infowars.com. Charles Strange, the father of one of the 22 SEALs, that was 23, killed when their helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan. Insurgents in August. Yeah, shot down by insurgents. Yeah. I mean, even the father says it's bull, but the article even goes along with insurgents. It's just like amazing. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And I'm not trying to scare you. We're already under this thing. It's only going to get worse. We've got to admit it and say no. But here's MSN today. Don't be alarmed, but the government is trying to control you. And it goes on to say, Cass Sunstein is running a program with federal agencies to psyop and lie to the public and confuse the public. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, here's another one. Government knows best. White House creates nudge squad to shape behavior. Hiring trendies. Fox News. Let me show you. Look, the nudge squad. It looks like one of Barack Obama's daughters. You know, the proper trendiness, you know, because she's part black. She can't lie. You got to do what she says. And it says federal nudge squad led by 20-something wonder kids gears up to change America's behaviors for our own good. Daily Mail. This is just one of the squads. Federally funded. Like, you'll be on TV and a movie star and all the shows if you just agree and go, it's time to turn our guns in. It's good to have our bank accounts taken by the government. It's good for everybody to be on food stamps. It's good to take your shots, take your Gardasil. And everyone's just, yeah, I love state-run media. I'm dead already and I'm not worried about it. Just all you that serve the system, I feel real tough because you're part of it. All these agencies now, everybody's a secret agent. You know, who's going to build? Who's going to work? Who's going to be a father, a mother? Who's going to be wholesome? Who needs that? You can all just be secret agent men. You can all be psych warfare chiefs. Who you say, you are the most brainwashed of them all. You're idiots.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there.
Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays.
And are always on.
Just like your smoke alarm.
Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation.
Made in America.
Laboratory grade.
And EMP resistant.
If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared.
But now you can be.
At MaserInstruments.com.
Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
You spy on the Tea Party and gun owners. You stupid trendies, stick your hands down women's pets at the airport. Everybody's a terrorist, but the real terrorists that run the government.
Another chance he takes.
Oh, yeah.
Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
He's drinking fluoride. Agent Man. He's taking Gardasil. He can't feel his feet or hands, but he's tough, and he's got a black uniform, and he's breathing to you. His kidneys are failing. He'll blow his helicopter up. The New World Order hates him more than anybody else because he serves him. They'll kill the secret agent as soon as they've used the idiot who thinks he's a secret police tough guy. So eat some GMO and smoke some more weed. Secret agent man.
They've given you a number and taken
00 dumbass. You know who I work for? The guy upstairs, ladies and gentlemen. I don't work for the New World Order. Pack of losing scum. All right, that was impromptu, insanity, stress relief, absolutely ridiculous. Food for the trolls. Got to feed them because they're secret agent men. They know how it all works. They're working for a greater good. Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my proboscis. Okay, but look at the nudge teams, the young trendies. Oh, and look at the satisfied smile. Oh, you're 20 and you're a PSYOP commander. Oh, it's so cool. Maybe you'll end up like the Navy SEALs someday, too. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, it's so trendy. They are announcing a full-on open mobilization of just CIA and spies and scum just coming out of the woodwork. And we'll be downtown with our reporters in business suits just doing interviews on the street corner, and a guy will walk up in a suit out of a bank and go, "I'm calling the cops on you." And you're like, "Well, why?" And they go, "You know why. You're not allowed to be on the street talking about this." And they smile like it scares us and run off. And then 5 minutes later, the cops drive by looking like, "Oh, my gosh, there's people on the street in America with a camera. Oh, it's so evil. Let's call the police on them. We're such secret agent men." Meanwhile, geoengineering's killing the ozone layer. There's just mass extermination worldwide going on. But you've been taught as part of InfraGuard and clergy response team, "Oh, you thought you were just a Baptist preacher. Now you're a spy. Now you meet with feds. Oh, you're so sexy. I thought you were a traitor. I thought you were a scumbag. I thought you were a joke. I thought you were a collaborator with a foreign takeover. You people are idiots. Idiots." And I'm talking to the millions of nobodies whose job is to go around playing the part of secret agent man. I told you, about 3 years ago, my dad, and I've had him on the show about this, was approached by a patient he'd had for like 15 years, and he treated the guy's mother, and he goes, "Yeah, we're recruiting all the dentists to spy on their patients." And I go, he's like, "For what?" "Just everything they do, political ideas, blah, 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 and you can get paid and come to this meeting." And then my dad found out they were talking to all the other dentists in town, and most of them just put on the suit and go in and go, "Yes, sir, I tell you everything my patients do. And you're going to be anti-gun, too. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, I used to be pro-gun, but now that I'm a secret agent, let me, I mean, it is a total Red Dawn takeover with everyone just being secret agent men. Yeah, against America, and you're a pack of scum." Oh, my gosh. By the way, the new magazine is in, available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. It's the divide and conquer issue, how they use race, how they're trying to engineer a coming race war. It's got an amazing cover. See it at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll leave it as a surprise for radio listeners. And you can also find all the best incredible supplements at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. And your purchases fund this operation.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello,
Every 3 seconds, someone becomes a victim of identity theft. We also hear news stories every day about the NSA spying on U.S. citizens. It is now more important than ever to protect yourself and your information on the web. PrivateInternetAccess.com is a virtual private network service that can encrypt your internet connection while hiding your IP address. Their service also provides firewall protection in order to prevent data mining and unwanted exposure. They keep no records of your web browsing history. PrivateInternetAccess.com is an American company that understands you need to protect your inalienable rights. Private Internet Access does not even log any of your traffic, period. Privacy is their number one policy. You can use their service anywhere with an internet connection. And with one account, you can protect up to 5 devices at the same time. Go to PrivateInternetAccess.com right now in order to secure the privacy of you and your loved ones. Don't wait and allow you and your family to become victims. Visit PrivateInternetAccess.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this Wednesday worldwide transmission. Coming up in the next segment, Steve Jolly is a campaigner, journalist, and spokesman for the campaign group No CCTV. And they've been having victories in the courts saying it's unconstitutional in England to have them up. And by the way, I don't see those articles in this big stack. They may be there. Can we print up that where court rules that CCTVs do violate rights in England? I want to show that he's been able to do that. Steve Jolly popping in for a couple segments. And then we'll open the phones up and take your phone calls. You know, I kind of went hyperbolic, I guess you could call it that, in the last hour just because it flips me out how people serve the most dark, evil things they can in kind of a mass Stockholm syndrome that I talk so much about. But even the contractors, the Blackwater type people, they think it's so sexy to, you know, kill their own mother if ordered to. They don't realize how that makes them have no future. Their children have no future when no one has honor. It's manly and strong to have a code of ethics. I mean, I remember when it first came out about Blackwater and other groups who would be like on cocaine naked, running around the streets of Baghdad, shooting up people's cars. And we would hear the reports later confirmed in federal documents. And just people that are so self-destructive because they know they have no future. They know they've ruined themselves. They know they've been typecast and chosen because they're losers. And so they just go out and try to wallow in it. And then they're just basket cases later. And then we all bow down to it because anything in a uniform is God. And that's how you get Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Maoist China. And now you have the authoritarian rollout, if you just joined us, all over the news. Youth corps rolling out. Every federal administration, every federal agency. Social Security announcing PSYOP brigades. And then now if I go to any festival, they'll have different youth groups. FEMA youth. There was under a Secure Corps FEMA youth deal. My wife went to a marathon in Waco, and she's there, and she's like, goes over and talks to people, these youth in like camouflage uniforms, and then they had adults come over and go, don't talk to them, you know, they're part of the security. And it was like kids sitting on walkie-talkies looking at people. It's just like, man, this is how it happens. People are like, well, what's wrong with them? It's like Civil Air Patrol, they're learning, you know, in ROTC. Yeah, but the ROTC groups, and this wasn't ROTC, this was high schoolers. They train in for decades in scenarios to fight the militias and gun owners. I mean, the government, I can show you New York Times, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And it says, you know, the veteran won't turn in the guns. The scouts move in and take him out. And then it shows dozens and dozens of photos of the, this is like 4 years ago now, the Boy Scouts killing the veteran. The Boy Scouts in the Explorer Scout program train to kill gun owners and come to our houses and kill us. And I saw the guys going, I trained the military, 5 years, Marines. I'm not scared of these 14-year-olds. You better be, because they're always stupid. They make the best soldiers. And anybody that knows about real warfare knows that. Plus, they're 18 years old now. Those guys that were in that article are 18, going into the military. They're going to go practice on Hodges, and then they're going to come back here and do it to us. And they think it's manly. It came out a few years ago that the new Marine Corps chants aren't kill a commie for mommy. It's, I forget the exact chant. It was in the news. It was, go to the playground, have the children gather round, throw the candy on the ground, mow the little bastards down. We kill school children. We kill school children. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Yeah, they're going to kill you with DU and all those shots. So roll up your sleeve, Jack. Satan only gave you this power so he could kill you, too.
Introduce Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the second hour of worldwide broadcast. Coming up after our first guest leaves us, I'm going to get into the amazing rollout. It's one thing to know this stuff was coming. It's another thing to see the entire situation now unfolding as every federal agency comes out and announces that they're going to be engaging in brainwashing and deceiving the American people, psyops. And the first psyop is the Pentagon telling you they're not going to lie to you anymore. Fox News, government knows best. White House creates nudge squad to shape behavior using youth cores. Can't make that up. MSN, don't be alarmed, but the government is trying to control you. White House creating nudge squad to get us all to act better. Reason.com. Social Security Administration now hiring for counterintelligence operations. Yeah, that was in the New York Daily News a few weeks ago, that police trained at the public are all insurgents. Yeah. I mean, MIT, again, I take MIT magazine after I'd seen it a few times and read it. And in it, it's almost every issue is like, the system in Fallujah of biometric scanning and control of the population, including security groups that ask questions of the population and then feed the messages of freedom down to the locals, was developed in the warfare program at MIT with the control grid and then works with the psychology department from the Harvard Department of Psychology and Psychiatry. These systems are also being deployed in a softer fashion in the United States for continued security. I mean, they're using our money and all this science to jack us up, folks. Face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, stores now using cameras to know if you have more money to then gouge you and charge you more. This is all coming out. Everything I told you. You're like, well, I have nothing to hide. Let them. Well, why then do you not put your home address and what you own on Facebook? Because when you do, thieves use it to rob you. Well, what about the organized thieves that run the government? What about Facebook selling your data? Twitter selling your data? Google selling your data? See, it's not that you had something to hide. Why don't have a glass house then? Leave your doors open in the middle of Detroit or Chicago? Because there's bad people out there. You need some walls to protect you, but you don't get those. Government gets those, and all its crimes are hidden under national security. You don't aim a camera at them, it's espionage. You don't get a camera on the street, the police say don't film us, we'll arrest you. There's not even a law. They still do it from Austin, Texas to Chicago, Illinois. From Los Angeles, California to Manhattan in New York, the Big Apple. Because it's authoritarianism. But now they're saying it's freedom to be a slave. And the Social Security Administration joining the Defense Department effort to downplay negative news and lie. And then the Daily Caller makes a joke. Attention, Alex Jones, get ready for behavioral insight teams to manipulate us. But it's still funny. It's still funny. They're going to have youth corps coming after us, arrogantly bossing us around on TV everywhere and forced messages onto our phones and in the public schools. It's all right, though. It's all right that everywhere I go now, they have different federally funded groups of kids in uniforms bossing people around with walkie-talkies. I mean, that's not bad. Just where I live in Central Texas, I run into it every month now. First time I ever saw it was footage we got in Hebron, Maryland in 1998. School children, the Boy Scouts training to rat out their parents for guns. The parents had agreed to have them part of this, training to have the Marines come to Hebron, Maryland and have their guns taken. We have footage of it in Police State 2000. You might want to see the film. It's free online. You can get it on the Trilogy on DVD in higher quality if you want to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it just kind of freaks you out when you go, the Marines are training with the Boy Scouts to confiscate guns door to door, and then you just get article after video, and you confirm it. And then now it's in the New York Times in articles like Scouts Trained to Fight Terrorists and more. And you're like, well, that's the Soviet Youth Corps. That's the Maoist Youth Corps. That's the Hitler Jugend. But enough from me. Let's go to our guest. We're going to be getting into all that. Steve Jolly is a campaigner and journalist and spokesman for the campaign group No CCTV. His successful campaign against Project Champion, a police surveillance operation in Birmingham, UK, forced the chief constable to publicly apologize, scrap the scheme, and remove 216 surveillance cameras from parts of the city. He was nominated for the Human Rights Award in 2010 and appeared for the UK Parliament to give evidence of the Protection of Freedoms Bill about CCTV laws. Steve gives radio and television interviews, and it's truthjustice.co.uk, truthjustice.co.uk. And I got to work. It's a truth juice, excuse me, truthjuice.co.uk. I did a Freudian slip and just have justice on the mind. Truthjuice.co.uk. I do that sometimes. And he goes around wearing a big papier-mâché CCTV camera on his head. And it really gets the attention, and it's a great way. And I got a chance to work with him covering Bilderberg 2013 in the UK and have dinner with him a few times. And with other reporters like Shilke and Paul Watson and everybody else, Steve Watson, you name it. And it's good to have you on with us. And there's been other victories now in the UK and in Australia. So you guys are certainly on the march. We salute what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Alex.
Well, get into it. Tell people about your saga, why you got involved, what you've been able to do, and some of your greatest hits that others can hopefully duplicate and imitate.
Okay. I became an activist almost by accident, really, when this massive surveillance operation was mounted. It just appeared overnight, literally overnight, in the dead of night. Hundreds of cameras appeared all over residential neighborhoods in my home city of Birmingham in the UK. And nobody knew anything about it. And we quickly discovered that it wasn't anything to do with community safety or low-level local crime and policing. It was an MI5 surveillance spying operation targeting those parts of the city that were deemed to have a lot of Muslims living there. And obviously this caused a lot of upset and outcry at the time. And basically there was a major backlash, a lot of media attention, and the police force were on the back foot from day one. They didn't even finish installing the cameras before they had a major PR crisis on their hands. And to cut a long story short, the Chief Constable of West Midlands Police ended up having to publicly apologise on TV to the people of Birmingham and remove all of those cameras and scrap the scheme. So that was how I got involved in fighting against Big Brother. But I didn't stop there. I chose to carry on because I'd found out a lot about the expansion and the proliferation of the surveillance state in its various forms. And not enough people really fully aware of how insidious and how extensive it is. And so I decided to carry on and challenge not just that particular scheme in one place, but the whole lot across the whole country and further afield. And the whole network of number plate scanning cameras that you mentioned earlier is a major surveillance scheme. We used to refer to it as the biggest surveillance grid that you've never heard of, but people are starting to hear of it now. People are starting to get concerned about it, and we're having victories. So what I'm hoping to show is that people, individual, ordinary people, can challenge it and can have successes. You know, when you try, you can see how powerful you can be. So hopefully that's the message we'll get across today.
Absolutely. And I tell you, it was very empowering to see thousands of people out demonstrating against the Bilderberg group. But still, there's the system protecting them when none of us had done anything wrong, when we know the people inside are the ones committing the real crime. So I love how the government's all secretive and these corporate combines are all secretive. And Eric Schmidt of Google is secretive with a literal harem of women. He has wear masks like Michael Jackson slaves. But at the same time, none of us are supposedly have any privacy.
Well, that's it. When we were at the Bilderberg protest, I couldn't help but notice that the police had erected a temporary surveillance camera on a huge telescopic pole sticking out of a police van that was parked by the entrance, simply to film the photographers who were trying to get pictures of the attendees arriving in their blacked out limos. So it was the reporters and the photographers who were under surveillance, simply for wanting to know what the conference was about, who was attending, and what were they discussing in there. So the people trying to uncover the truth, they were under surveillance, while the people going in and making these huge decisions about global policy were ushered in behind smoke glass, and they were covering their faces with newspapers. So they get the privacy, they get the anonymity, we get none of it. We get the surveillance and we get our faces filmed. And indeed, we were told we weren't allowed to cover our faces, because obviously if you're the police, then you, to them, that implies some criminal intent. And I deliberately went there with, as you say, a cardboard model of a CCTV camera to stick on my head just to make that point that, you know, who's watching these people? And also that the constant surveillance that we have to put up with, really isn't right, isn't normal. And we've got to challenge that.
Well, you're an example of what a person in the right can do standing up against wrongs. And there's so many examples. We had yesterday, the gentleman on who was told he had to have all this insurance and have home inspections and be harassed and, had to have a disaster plan. He'd had his rabbits for 20 plus years as a magician. And he finally stood up to him, so now they're backing off on all this harassment over what they were telling him to do to have a rabbit when it wasn't even the law, it was their fake regulations. It's just an example of how, like, international groups transferring bioweapons have it written where there's no regulations on them, but then they're saying that we have no privacy to have blimps over us looking through our walls with ground-penetrating radar. Steve Jolly is our guest, and he has the group in the UK fighting against the surveillance grid. I want to talk about how serious this grid has gotten with him on the other side, and also look at the fights around the world against these systems. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Steve Jolly is a very effective and successful civil liberties campaigner in the UK, and he's been imitated worldwide. I've got articles here about him removing him in Australia, you name it. But, I mean, here's the deal. Just like you've seen people in federal cases and state cases go, I want my NSA records to prove where I was, to prove where I was driving. And the police and the government aren't wanting to let people use the face scanning networks, the license plate reading networks all over the Western world. These have been put in for at least 15, 20 years because it's not meant to stop crime. It's meant to stop people that aren't paying their cut, their mordido, their kickback to the system. I mean, that's all this is for. I've talked to the military. It's come out in congressional hearings where they'll sit there with the radar and the tail beacon, you know, the beacon on the aircraft going, let that aircraft in. Don't let that one in. Depending on whose drugs it is. And they use this to manage the whole criminal network and to give the criminals that run the government the leg up. And they always sell it, oh, we're just putting cameras in the neighborhoods looking at the houses of the Muslims. Bull. It's everybody. You see the tapes where one's in the backyard of some guy and he's walking in and he's putting something in his own trash and the CCTV camera says, what are you doing there? Answer my questions. I mean, literal telescreens now. So talking to Steve Jolly, Steve, England, it's been said, is the most advanced in this system of beyond 1984. Go over some of the horrors that you guys are under.
Well, we started before anybody else, really. You know, Britain began the rollout of CCTV decades ago, and we've really pursued it with vigor, and you know, recent guesstimates have estimated that we've got something like almost 6 million of these surveillance cameras. Nobody really knows how many, but we know that the number keeps rising. We've got the automatic number plate recognition system, which is even worse in my view because it's linked to a back office system. There's software there that's a huge database for gathering intelligence and data mining. And I just want to just focus in, if I may, a little bit on that, because this is really rolling out in America now. And ANPR or ALPR, as you call it there, automatic license plate recognition cameras, it's the fastest growing police technology in the States. They're rolling it out like there's no tomorrow. They're installing it in police cars, and it won't be long, I'm sure, before they're installed on motorway bridges and on poles and lampposts.
And this allows them to harass certain people. It allows... I mean, it is just unbelievably beyond Big Brother.
Well, what it is, it's a system of internal checkpoints, vehicle checkpoints. You don't have to stop your vehicle. You don't have to produce your papers and wait while a policeman or a soldier gets on the phone to check you out and then says, okay, you can carry on. It's all done as you drive by, and you don't see it. You don't see the police state. You don't notice it. It's digital. It's automatic. It's invisible. But it's effectively creating a series of internal borders and checkpoints. And every time you pass...
And they're going to use it to tax everybody. That's already begun. In Germany, the Siemens company, IBM, England starting it, they're on record saying they're going to track everything you do and use it for carbon taxing.
Well, that's right. The Rothschild plan, as it's known, was presented to the three main parties here in the UK before the election. And that recommended that they sell off all our road network to Chinese state companies. And they're going to be toll roads. And you can look this up.
I forgot about that. And your data mining in the UK is run by a communist Chinese party controlled deal.
Well, I can give you an example as to why these number plate cameras are worse than people realize. It's not just about toll roads and raising revenue and issuing fines. One of the main companies in the US that's manufacturing these ALPR cameras is a company called PlateScan. Now, they are a technology partner with InQtel, who, as you know,
CIA.
Yeah, it's the venture capital and technology arm of the CIA. So it's the Central Intelligence Agency. So this is a huge intelligence gathering exercise. And so the police say, oh, well, we just want to recover stolen vehicles. And we're just looking for wanted criminals who are on the run.
No, of course, this is the Googling of reality, where they're putting really the smart dust scanning grid out there to totally control everything and feed it into these giant NSA systems on record.
Yeah, and you know, these cameras, because they're linked to software, which is linked to various databases, they investigate you in real time. So every time you drive past one, you'll run through three or four different databases. And also, the software that stores and records and just logs every journey you make can have intelligence files attached to it.
Stay there. I want to come back and finish up with this with our guest. But, of course, it'll never be used to stop the guys really committing the crimes. They run the cameras.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing...
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind, the movie, at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the reason I start hyperventilating on air is that all I do is study this stuff, and I know the people running it are eugenicist, anti-human people that are building a very dark world. And I get desperately frustrated for just humanity in general to know that we're paying for our own enslavement, and I'm going to break down some key final facets with our guest and just talk about what the license plate reading systems are. I mean, we're all basically wearing numbers like the IBM numbers that Jews had in the camps. That's what this is. And it's run by the people that created Hitler. And I have articles on that today. Hitler wasn't controlled by the New World Order. He was created and pointed like a wind-up toy. We're going to get to that in a moment. But people a decade from now, 20 years from now, if we don't turn this around, are going to look back on these type of broadcasts as just emergency distress signals. And why didn't you listen? Because there's no debate I'm absolutely right. No debate. In fact, I cannot, with my intellect and semantical repertoire, display verbally with the powers of oratory convention what we are facing in its total panopticonic atomic and subatomic dimensions. It is the synthesis, the scientific deployment of sadism. Now, before we go back to our guest to conclude with him, and then I'm going to open the phones up for any of the news we've covered today. What do you think of the announcement? Every federal agency to have PSYOPs, counterinsurgent operations. You were seen as an insurgent by Social Security Administration. That's been announced. Kit Daniels has an article on Infowars.com. What do you think of all that? What do you think of all the incredible things happening? What do you think of Chris Christie trying to demonize Rand Paul? What do you make of more documents coming out, the persecution of libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, with the data the government has on us? I mean, it's just, they should all be arrested. We're going to break all that down after our guest leaves us. But briefly, some of the sponsors that make this show possible. I only endorse what I believe in. And privateinternetaccess.com is simply amazing. It's one word, privateinternetaccess.com. We hear news stories every day about NSA spying on people. PrivateInternetAccess.com provides cybersecurity. And sure, they can always try to get around stuff, but it's best to be conscious of it and try to make your privacy as hard as you can to break. Encrypts internet connection, hides your IP address, providing anonymous browsing, provides firewall protection, which prevents data mining, provides uncensored access to the complete internet, maintains no records whatsoever of computer activity, can connect up to 5 devices simultaneously with 1 account, can use service anywhere with an internet connection, based in the USA, privateinternetaccess.com. And that's how we defeat the criminals that run the architecture. And finally, I want to tell you about infidelbodyarmor.com. Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47 to M4, 30-06, 30-06 and more. Chromatic body armor may stop only 6 rounds. That's the ceramic. But what about the 7th? This stops hundreds. XXL and down. A lot of other products, backpacks, you name it. Find out more. Level 3 body armor. The longest lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Or give them a call, 888-608-6605. And lastly, because I didn't really get any of the plugs last hour, it's here. The new issue, the August issue, ladies and gentlemen, is out. It's got Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman with their faces split on the front. You realize how much they look alike. It's pretty amazing as human beings. One was short and a little fat, the other tall, but the faces look a lot similar. And the point is, it's all about divide and conquer. Sure, that story is all blown over. This is about the science of trying to create race war and divide and conquer. And that's not all that is covered in the 60-page glossy magazine. A federal government plans to persecute Zimmerman. We get into that. It's got a big film the police poster in the middle. And it's just got scores of articles throughout the magazine on the Russian troops in America, on how they're setting up bombing Patsy as the supposed bomber. We get into the fact there's no blood coming out his throat. And I mean, just a whole bunch of really important articles, a bunch of great political cartoons, and then you're supporting the answer to the internet kill switch, having paper copies. You can buy these at cost. At cost. Our goal is to have like a big color pamphlet, a color book that you can say, hey, look at this. And then they'll get a whole bunch of different issues and information and learn about the radio show, learn about what we're doing. I mean, this is a lot better than a business card. It's a lot better than just word of mouth. Bam, buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. And we printed 30,000 extra of these, or it would have already sold out. We have a few thousand left, and I'm not going to do this for a while because I don't have the money to do it. 10 free bumper stickers, 6 medium, 4 giant ones. Stuff like, you know, the New World Order has occupied America, Infowars.com, Discover the Truth, Infowars.com. 10 bumper stickers in the July issue covering the NSA takeover and more. And you can buy these at cost. Actually, we're going to sell these last ones at below cost. You can buy 10 for a very low price. Let me find the actual price that we set this morning, and then get 100 stickers with the 10. Yeah, it is a $14.95 for a 10-pack, and that will have 100 bumper stickers in it to bomb your area legally and lawfully with that info weapon. You heard the Navy SEAL calling yesterday that woke up because somebody spray-painted on a billboard, Infowars.com, outside the SEAL base. And a lot of other SEALs woke up from just going and checking it out. Well, let's not spray-paint on billboards unless they're government billboards. They're already enemies that have taken over propagandizing us in our face. But I'm not telling you to do it. I think I might do it myself, though. The whole point is that the time for games is really getting to be over here. The point is that put them on your own property, these bumper stickers, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, to get the July issue before it sells out with the 10 free bumper stickers in each one. Or to get the new August issue to really wake people up that are programmed by the left-right paradigm and the whole race war garbage. Okay, plugging done, ladies and gentlemen. That's what funds our operation and gets the word out. Let us now go back for the points he was making about the license plate scanning cameras, face scanning cameras, stores putting them in, hooked into the database, bars putting them in, hooked into the driver's license database. They're getting all the companies to share in it. Facebook kiosk where you walk by, it knows who you are in New York, L.A. They are bum-rushing us with this, and this is the bad guys running the system. Imagine what Hitler would have done with a system like this. It is absolutely amazing. But then when you go to D.C. or other cities, you try to film anywhere. The cops come over and threaten to arrest you outside of law because you're scum. You can't film. How many people taking photos of their family the cops come over anywhere? Because they want to peck you like North Korea. They've been told to break your will. Going back to Steve Jolly, who's one of the most successful anti-CCTV camera folks out there, and we'll actually give you his website as well. It's truthjuice.co.uk. You've got the floor, sir, for the next 5 minutes or so to finish the points you were just making.
Thanks, Alex. Truth Juice is another organization, actually. I'm with No CCTV. That's no-cctv.org.
Well, I tell you, I just butchered that over and over again. That's just what I had on my site. Tell me about Truth Juice. Who are those folks that were put on my page?
That's an organization that's growing around the UK that have meetups and talks.
But you are associated with it then somehow.
There are groups all over.
I really apologize for butchering that. Give out your correct website for us. Yeah, well, give out your correct website for us, sir.
Okay, it's no-cctv.org.uk. And there's a lot of information there. If you want to find out the truth about the CCTV. I mean, Britain, as I say, has had 30 years to study it and its effects on crime. And obviously, what we're being told about that isn't the truth. It's had no significant effect on crime, but everyone believes that it must do, must be effective because they keep telling us that. But it's just simply a myth. It's a lie. We've also started an international group. We're branching out further around the world. So, you know, this isn't purely a UK thing. Obviously, it's a global Big Brother problem. There's now an international working group, and you can find our blog there at wgvs.wordpress.com. That's the International Working Group on Video Surveillance. So we're looking for groups around the world, particularly in America now, because that's really at the forefront of the expansion of the surveillance grid. You missed that on the early stages, but now you're going straight in with the new high-tech stuff at rapid speed. So if any groups in America want to contact us and join us in the fight, then please do. And one of the lessons here, I think, is that when individuals or individual activists take a stand and challenge these things, they can be really successful. It's a mistake to think that the Big Brother surveillance state or the surveillance industrial complex is so vast and big and there's nothing you can do and it's dreadful. But you can challenge it. You can stop it, but you have to challenge every little bit of it.
Well, I mean, this is criminal.
Everywhere at once.
I mean, what about my analogy of the Jews had the IBM number put on them to track and control their calories and when to kill them or when not, and others in Nazi Germany. I mean, now our faces have been turned into numbers, our fingerprints. Now they want to get on an iPhone. They're going to make you. IBM's announcing that. Apple's announcing it. Microsoft. I mean, it's time. I've got to say, people are going to just start bashing these out with baseball bats. People are already shooting them out, spray painting them out. People kept sabotaging them in Arizona, the libertarian groups did, until they took them down. I mean, it's time to get aggressive now. And I've never been like this, but what about how they admit they're using this data to persecute groups they don't like? This is illegal. I mean, this is wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. We mustn't think that there's nothing we can do. Although there are, you know, as you say, they're bringing facial recognition technology, which seems to be getting more and more reliable in their view. And that is basically, a number plate for the face. It's a number. It's a barcode. It's a face print. There's something called Face Watch, which is a wanted poster scheme that's really developing quite fast and in various countries around the world. And that seems to be morphing into a global facial recognition database. So that's one to keep an eye on. But if I could go back to the number plate scanning cameras, because that's a really major part of the surveillance grid, the overall panopticon. And we challenged the whole ANPR system in the UK by focusing on a small town called Royston in Cambridgeshire, Hertfordshire, the border of those counties. And basically we put in a formal legal complaint to the UK's governing body, the Information Commissioner. He really sort of enforces the Data Protection Act, which is a pretty weak law, but it's the only thing that we have to go on that relates to surveillance and the data gathered. And even under that weak law, we proved that what they were doing in this small town was unlawful. They've encircled it with a ring of steel of number plate scanning cameras, so you can't get in or out. And that's precisely what they did in Birmingham. They encircled two residential neighbourhoods, two communities, so that was surrounded by a digital moat, and everything crossing that virtual border was under surveillance. And this seems to be what they want to do. They want to put these cameras around towns, cities, counties, and the motorway network. And we're challenging the whole thing. So when we challenged the cameras in Royston, that was really a way in to challenge the whole network of over 10,000 cameras. And the UK's Information Commissioner agreed with us. They took him 2 years to investigate and liaise with Hertfordshire Police. But after 2 years, he came back and said, "You're right. It's unlawful. You know, there's no reason, lawful justification or excuse for doing it. You know, there's no intelligence, there's no justifiable reason for surveilling."
There's no reasonable suspicion, there's no probable cause under Magna Carta, under common law, and it's totally illegal. And look at the U.S. and in the U.K., they've caught MI6 and MI5 spying on Parliament using your NSA systems. They've caught them doing it here. The cloakroom of the House and Senate have been bugged. That came out and got no attention a month ago. They're using it against pro-liberty groups that they call right-wing. They're not even right-wing. They're just pro-liberty constitution groups. I mean, we're being persecuted already. There's more news out today how they use the IRS on pro-life groups. I mean, obviously, this is being used. They already have cops using license plate cameras to harass good-looking women. There's been cases of that. I mean, we're giving these government and corporate people, and the corporate system is in bed. Look at the hundreds of billions of dollars made in the UK and the US the last 20 years on these spy grids. I mean, I saw $2 billion was spent in Boston in the last decade putting in cameras. And it's incredible. Same thing in New York. What about the defense contractors sucking us dry, putting in our own enslavement system?
Yeah, it's the surveillance industrial complex. You know, we've long referred to the surveillance state, but now with the privatization of everything and the massive boom in the drone industry and the whole military industrial complex, surveillance is part of that. It's big business. So, and we've got, you know, when we were at Bilderberg, we had Google there right at the forefront of the surveillance industrial complex. And, what we're seeing is really the idea of the citizen being thrown away and being recast as the suspect. So everyone's a suspect. So
except the government that historically is out of control and super dangerous. Steve Jolly, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to getting you on from time to time when you have new developments on the radio show and InfoWars Nightly News. And we salute you for the success that you've been having, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. And folks, I start getting really upset when I talk about this because I understand the type of people that run our government, that run the EU, and that run the UK. They are more sophisticated than the communists, more sophisticated than the Nazis, more sophisticated than Mao Zedong. They put them all in power. Look it up. Our government put Mao in power, declassified, 6 years ago. We already knew that from the John Birch Society, but now it's public. Because John Birch was there as an army intelligence guy and saw it all happening. They killed him. We know, that's why it's named that. We know about them creating Hitler. We know about them creating Saddam Hussein, creating Osama bin Laden. I want to show you some articles. If you're a radio listener, pull these up. But I'm showing these to TV viewers that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Bank of England helped in sale of looted Nazi gold. This is breaking and coming out today. The Bank of England helped in the sale of stolen gold stolen by Nazis after the 1939 invasion of Czechoslovakia. And then it goes on. They helped right through and after the war. Of course, they brought in 30-plus thousand top Nazis to run England and the United States, to be the bosses over every department. That's on record. Not just NASA, but the CIA, everything. Everyone. The university heads would have a shadow chancellor who would be a Nazi officer. I'm not, look it up. I mean, just, they're like, yes, you did the best. You did a great job. We promised you that after you did this, we would bring you back over. They helped train them, helped fund them, just like the Saddam Hussein's people. And then they can have little fake wars with them, basically. So that's the BBC today. Now, this is today, Hollywood Reporter, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. In devastating detail, an excerpt from a controversial new book reveals how the big studios, desperate to protect German business, let Nazi censor scripts, remove credit from Jews, get movies stopped, and even forced MGM executives to divorce his Jewish wife. Yeah, and it's the same thing where now the communist Chinese are killing movies and controlling them and running the CCTV networks in England and here. Communist government. That's BBC. Runs the cameras. You understand, the New World Order is taking us down. They're already working with foreign mercs in the infrastructure.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Let's go to your phone calls. We got Leanne McAdoo coming up to give you the rest of the story on the child sex traffic going on in this country and all over the world. Truth is, the governments are only controlling it and knocking out their competition. And governments and contractor groups are on record running the torture and murder of children. So I thought I would remind everybody about some of that. You can always look up the congressional hearings on it to find out just exactly who runs things. But let's go ahead now. And denying this stuff's not going to save us, folks. We got to admit the truth. Let's go to your phone calls. Ernest in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, let's see. First of all, I want to thank you so much for the Tangy Tangerine 2.0. I'm a 55-year-old newlywed. My wife and I have both been taking Vicodin for years for our back. She has arthritis. I was in a car wreck. Within 10 days of taking the Tangy Tangerine 2.0, I was not taking any pain medicine whatsoever. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, brother.
And the reason I was calling is I hope you can help me with relieving my heartache every day that I wake up. Ever since I saw the broadcast by the BBC of the World Trade Center 7 building collapsing, which it didn't at the time they were reporting it, somewhere down the line, someone had to hand that reporter a script, and that script had to come from somewhere up above.
Oh, no, we know where it came from. We first broke when they uploaded the archives on the BBC of their two channels saying, Building 7 has fallen in its own footprint from fire 26 minutes before it fell. Turned out CNN had done it an hour before, and I predicted it would be Reuters because I found out Reuters fed them their scripts, and they just jumped the gun with the cover story early. And then we even have cops saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. And I'm not saying the cops were involved. They just were told, get back, they're going to blow it up, and they did blow it up. And it was CIA headquarters, I should add. And they said they blew it up, but that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Down the chain there had to have knowledge, and that is conspiracy. I'm not a policeman or anything, but it's a clear case of conspiracy, and there should be an easy trail to follow to where that information came from. Why hasn't that been done? I tried to get a hold of Greg Palast, and I thought maybe you could talk to Mike Zillow about it.
Well, listen, I've made 3 films that Building 7's in, and I have talked about it, and we've got YouTube videos with millions of views, people looking at it, and it's the third building that fell that day, and I was driving to get a pizza at like 4:25 Central, 5:25 Eastern when it supposedly fell, and I heard CBS Radio, back when they still had CBS Radio, I guess I think they still have it, but it was on local station, say that the decision's been made for the controlled demolition. And people heard it on NPR, and now all those tapes have been found, and when you bring it up, they go, no, that was never on the news. And you're like, we have the video. And the BBC first said, no, that's not real video. Then they admitted it was real video. Then they said, yeah, we were told by Reuters it had fallen. So Reuters did that. And then the owner of the building who bought it a few months before and wants, he's made like $8 billion. He wants billions more now for a $100 million investment. he has, Larry Silverstein has come out and, you know, said, well, you know, we gave the order to pull it and then watch the building come down. And then we have the same PBS documentary where they're blowing up the wreckage of the other building saying, getting ready to pull building six. And then they blow it up. So, yeah, I mean, they blew it up in front of everybody. Kind of like the globalist, you know, stage all this other stuff. And that's just the way it is. What do you think about that?
Well, I can say I think there should be a way to follow the trail to find out where that information came from. Reuters, who in Reuters did it? You know, there's got to be certain individuals that are responsible for this.
Well, sir, I just suggest you take more vaccines and drink more fluoride water and snort depleted uranium because they say it's good for you. I'm being sarcastic. I mean, I just think the government loves us. And, you know, so what if they blew up a building? So what if we had the emergency management deputy head on saying they blew it up and then 2 weeks later he died? And the family was threatened. I mean, everything's okay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello. Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to get into a report on the FBI sweeping child prostitution rings up around the country, but putting the kids right back with the foster homes that we've seen over and over again are the ones pimping the kids out. And then you can pull up where there's thousands of missing kids per state, CPS has had. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And because that's the type of people that want to be in control of the kids. I mean, that's just a fact. And unfortunately, the NSA grid isn't going to protect those children. These are kids that the government couldn't get aborted and couldn't sell their body parts for $10,000 a piece, as we covered yesterday. And they're just upset, so they want to kill their soul as fast as possible. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Good tool out there in the out of the Hollywood pop, waking up, I think, young veterans in particular. And I think you referenced the movie yesterday. I don't know if I've ever heard you reference it before, but I think you actually said that the name of the movie was The Shooter, but it's Shooter from 2007.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. We put it on screen. We put the IMDb up.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if you'd critique that movie. I know you like to critique, you know, movies that put out a lot of truth in a fictional setting.
No, I need to do that. That's a good idea. You know, I tend to review films that are coming out or have just come out just because there's more interest in it, and then we can reach more people. But, yeah, the film is absolutely anti-New World Order, shows a false flag, talks about the government killing Kennedy, talks about how the corporate combines work. It's a really first-rate film.
First-rate all the way, and it gets out a lot of truth. Can I give a quick shout-out to our local mainstream radio guy here? He's a big fan of yours.
Sure.
He's been plugging your show for years.
Sure, great.
Keith Larson in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a 50,000-watt station, WBT, 1110 a.m. He's a big fan. He's been plugging Infowars.com for years, and he's a big fan of yours. So,
well, thank you. I'm a fan of all the folks out there fighting for freedom because we're in big trouble.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Frank. Good to hear from you, brother. Bo in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bo.
Yes, Alex, it's good to talk to you. I've finally been awake since about April of this year, and I had a question about the Anonymous and if that is a CIA psyop or if it's real or what you can tell me about it.
Specifically, quantify that. What's your question? I'm sorry.
About the Anonymous. You've seen them on YouTube.
Sure. Look, Anonymous could be anybody. I could go do a video and say it was Anonymous. And then it's a perfect cutout for government to do bad things and then say it's Anonymous. But Anonymous just means lone wolf. I'm doing something and not asking for credit for it. And so I think there's a lot of good people operating as Anonymous. There's also globalists doing bad things, trying to then false flag Anonymous. But as long as you're aware of the real code of real Anonymous, open information, liberty, freedom, justice, the things that Adam Schwartz stood for, it was really part of Anonymous, you know, they murdered him. And they came and, you know, killed him because he was fighting him and exposing him and helped kill CISPA and some of the other internet freedom killing things. So I overall support Anonymous, but I support actions of Anonymous. It should be called individual. Anonymous, because it really means individual, lone wolf individual. I support the ethical operations of Anonymous, but Anonymous is inherently diversified and is inherently individuals, so it's not one group. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Okay, I have one more little point I need to make with you. I was born with Huntington's disease, and of course, it's a malformed chromosome of the brain, and as you get older, you kind of imagine, you see things. And with this disease, I'm having a very, very hard time getting the word out because they all think I'm losing my mind. And
that sounds kind of like people pay to get drugs to be able to do that. I'm not being sarcastic, but kind of make lemonade with the lemons. What kind of stuff do you see?
Well, it's just started on me. It always in our family and males, it starts about 45.
Hold on. We'll come back to you.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are going to continue with your phone calls. David Knight's coming up to announce the first place winner in the $115,000 film contest, Operation Paul Revere, an incredible success. I want to salute all of you that were involved. I got a lot of other economic news and new emails showing the FEC, IRS targeting conservative groups. Real libertarian constitutional groups like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Every day when I watch C-SPAN, I'm now seeing Rand Paul in there battling the globalists, battling our government funding Al-Qaeda. I was just watching that earlier during a break. He's been on for like hours giving a speech. It's got to be hours. Keep walking by and it's still Rand Paul in there. I'm going to get him back on the show and his dad as well. But the whole point is that there are good people out there. I know Rand Paul. I know he's good. And I can't tell you how good it is to know he's bucking the whole system, and he's got the neocons, the mainline Republicans, the liberals, the socialists, the commies, the foreign banks coming after him. But still, he gets more and more popular. Again, we can turn the tide against this insanity. Now, speaking of turning the tide, I happen to know there are a lot of good FBI agents and a lot of good DEA agents and a lot of good federal marshals and a lot of good people, because they've given me a lot of breaking news that's been national news, as you know, over the years. Just bombshell stuff, Navy SEALs, you name it. But compartmentalization is the word that everybody needs to understand. You can have 90% of people being good in an organization, 95% generally. But it's those top people, just like in a corporation, it's the CEO or the comptroller that's doing the fraud. It's called controller fraud. The people that are at that nexus of a bunch of different info and different departments, they're the ones. And that's where you find the hardcore money laundering, the drug dealing, you name it. But it's not just that. Every vice tends to get run by the alpha criminals. And last hour, I covered BBC and the Hollywood Reporter, how the British government worked to get Nazi gold out. Of course, they got pieces of it. Why do you think they brought over 10,000 Nazis to England after the war and put them in top positions and 30-plus thousand to the U.S.? Because they had all the stolen loot of like eight different or more European countries. I mean, they had just caves full of art and gold and diamonds and rubies and just thousands of years of loot that they had stolen in those few short years that had been hoarded up in Europe. They even double-crossed the Rothschilds and killed a bunch of them in France and stole their goodies. So it's in the news today that the British government worked with them. Of course they did. Because they knew where all the treasure was buried. And then the Hollywood Reporter comes out, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. Well, yeah, Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine, what a great guy he was, twice. My grandfather and his dad, you know, they were German. They spoke German, been here in Texas since it started, but they could still speak German. A lot of German communities here. They would play on the main channels in German, Hitler speeches on the English channels. And my grandfather's dad was freaked out by it because he was a smart guy. And they knew the German community who, in the build-up to World War II in Dallas and in Austin, was having money sucked out of them, threatening to kill their families in Germany if they didn't. These were Germans. These weren't Jews, folks. They were going after everybody. So I know Hitler was bad because I was told about it by my grandfather, okay, William Hammond. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, that's how evil our government was back then, or elements of it. Prescott Bush and others on record, part of it running it. And that's where a lot of the Bushes got their original money and came from nowhere to senator and all the rest of it. He was the head of the Brown Brother Harriman. And a lot of the loot went through him to Argentina, places like that. Now, expanding on this, and I'm not even singling the Bushes out. I mean, it was like Hitler was a rock star, folks, for 7 years here in the U.S. I mean, he was on the cover of, you know, gardening magazines and vegetarian magazines and dog fancy magazines. Now, imagine how corrupt we are today. DynCorp, Halliburton have all been caught running child sex slave rings. We're going to show you mainstream news articles in a moment. We've got all this stuff going on. So I see an article on Monday. We mentioned it, but I wanted to get back into it. Nationwide child prostitution sweep rescues 105 kids, arrests 150 pimps from 70 cities, including Atlantic City. And let's show some of these degenerate pimps. Let's type in pimps in a child prostitution raid. I want to show some of these scumbags on screen. But the point is that the FBI talks about what a great job they're doing. And I'm sure these units that were allowed to go after these guys, you know, have done a good job. But I've analyzed that these are lower level kind of retail pimps with these child sex slaves. But they came out of foster care in Houston, you name it, and they went right back to those. And then we have the reports where a lot of those foster care things are admitted to have child molesters in them. Who do you think gets into all this stuff? And so I just want people to know the rest of the story. 3-day FBI raid rescues 105 children from prostitution and 150 arrested. And then we're going to get Leanne McAdoo in this segment, the next, then we'll go to your calls, then have David Knight in here. Break down, because I had her just go pull up some of the other news on this today. There's literally thousands of articles. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars Nightly News reporter, tell folks about what you've discovered digging into this case.
Right. Well, a lot of the articles really did not highlight the vulnerability of foster children in the sex trafficking sting that took place. 60% of the runaways who are victims of sex trafficking were in the custody of social services. So it's a lot like the girl here that in Austin just that was raped by the 13 illegal aliens just this a few weeks ago. She was in custody of social services. So, and then they just took her and put her right back because, you know, these are these children, they don't have families necessarily that are, you know, reporting them missing. They're vulnerable. So these are the targets. And so the police, the FBI, they rescue them, but then where do they put them? They put them exactly back in the system that, you know, basically sets these kids up. Here I have a report that, an audit found that sex offenders were living and working in foster care homes. The addresses of more than 1,000 registered sex offenders match the addresses of licensed foster care facilities and homes.
Absolutely. That's the Sacramento Bee. I remember about 7 years ago it came out that over 3,000 children were missing in Florida from foster care, and some were found dead in snuff film operations. Even CNN reported on this, and then suddenly it got shut down, and it turned out the director of Florida and his top three underlings were actually convicted child rapists. And then I found out the Texas Youth Commission, same deal. The truth is, a cult of child predators has pretty much, it's not just the Catholic Church, folks, they've taken everything over. They've taken, I mean, it's all over the place. And people need to understand, it's not just the Catholic Church. And I'm not Catholic, and I'm not defending the Catholic Church. I found statistically, it's even worse in government.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but no one wants to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have the DynCorp and UN peacekeepers who are involved. There's the
you've got mainstream articles on that.
Exactly. The Franklin scandal, which was the nationwide pedophile ring.
Republican Party.
Exactly. There were two Republican power brokers who used the Boytown organization as kind of like a pedophilic reservoir to
funnel these. And I had John DeCamp and others who blew the whistle on that on years before. And he said, oh, the big nest is at Penn State. On record, it freaked out the media. Years later, it came out. They knew about that. Because, by the way, Sandusky was selling the kids to everybody. That's why he was raping children at noon on a Monday in the field house. I mean, that's like an aircraft carrier at noon. I mean, I play football. It's just people are in there 24-7. In the middle of the day, they were publicly raping children. Again, they do whatever they want.
Right.
It's like in England, all these BBC guys are getting caught with kids.
Exactly. And the here's a report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. And there is a whole, basically, just a whole thing about the opportunities for corruption in trafficking in persons. And where they're really drawing it, where it starts, is the corrupt actors are police, customs officers, border control authorities, government officials, parliamentarians. So they know it's that the.
Yeah, let me show viewers on document cam this actual UNODC, United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime. And it's funny because they're the worst. They're the main movers with diplomatic immunity. And then they report on themselves and get more power countering themselves when the UN aircraft land. I mean, anywhere. They don't just rape the kids. You can type in UN peacekeepers roast children and eat them. I'm not joking. It will show them roasting 10-year-old boys on spits. They eat them. You don't get, in fact, you've got the reports where men and women and the UN peacekeepers get kicked out because they won't be part of it. You've got the whistleblower info right there.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and I'm saying this, listeners, I'm not joking. I mean, I'm actually, this is real.
Right. It's right here. It says organized trafficking requires systemic corruption. Corruption is central to the success of traffickers, and therefore criminals consider it a necessary investment. So they're bribing politicians, policemen, and they're getting to use the goods, so to speak. So they cover it up, and then they go in and get the little boys and the little girls and the women and just turn a blind eye.
You're absolutely right, and it's totally disgusting. We're going to go to break and come back and play a clip from a congressional hearing back when Cynthia McKinney was still there, where she brings up DynCorp running kidnapped women and children. And he doesn't deny it. I mean, it's a real case, but then he says they didn't get in trouble.
Right.
And then, boy, they went after her after. You can say what you want about that lady. She has courage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was loving watching that clip of her. And I, the last clip of Rumsfeld's face, he's just like,
And then he gets totally in, then they get into the NORAD stand down. They admit that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like an hour long grilling.
Grilling them.
They got some Dr. Evil guy. He goes, Dr. Chu is the head auditor. What's going on with that? And they're like, we will not discuss it. And they're like, It's like a bad guy from a James Bond movie. I mean, it is just.
He's like, well, Dr. Chu says.
Dr. Chu says. That's just because the guy looks like the bad guy in Dr. No. I mean, it's like. You expect him to have like underground bases with nuclear reactors. I guess he does. I mean, it's like,
oh, they
it's like Dr. Evil, man. But we joke about it. And then they talk about deadly vaccines killing people. And they're not denying any of it. Well, yes, they do run giant child kidnapping rings, but we're not going to do anything to them. Yes, we do kill people with that. You know, it's just like.
Right. That was actually when McKinney was grilling him, she's like, well, DynCorp is now creating these vaccines and they're also, you know, so why are they continuing to be given these, they're known criminals and. He's like, well, I'll just have to look into that.
He goes, well, they were in the penalty box for 1 year.
And she's like, no, they weren't.
The penalty box is they don't get more contracts for kids. And the whistleblowers said they pull up and there's like babies and two-year-olds being loaded on C-130s to be taken to have their brains blown out on camera. I mean, it's just like snuff filming children.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
All right, we only got a six-minute segment here, and we're going to finish up with this. There'll be more on the nightly news the next few nights. David Knight's doing a big report on this. And, folks, you talk about the hair on the back of your neck standing up, especially if you have children. You got to understand, when they're, like, busting people or saying there's child porn or somebody downloaded it, that's just a few people to make it look like they're doing something. Or when good people in the police departments are able to go out and actually, you know, stop them. But overall, the high-level operators are being protected. And, again, you have mainstream news, Sacramento Bee, AP, UN's own reports. Read that part about the small children being most prized because they can rape them over and over again and then sell them to other people or sell them to non-suspecting people for adoption, exactly. Not knowing they're getting some four-year-old that's been brutally raped 150 times.
Exactly. This one is from the Vanguard's Global Center for Women and Justice. They say human trafficking is a business that is far more lucrative than the sale of drugs or arms because the children involved are considered reusable assets. And so this is just something that, you know, people will take these kids. They can, a Texas couple, for $30 a month, they had over 70,000 people that signed up to watch them take pornographic pictures and just.
And see, people like that where it's 100% proven need to be killed.
Exactly.
And my whole issue is if you're in government or wherever and this stuff's going on and nothing will be done, it's time to take the law into your own hands. I mean, it's time to start protecting these children. And I'm sorry. I see somebody abusing a child, the cops won't do anything, I'm going to beat your brains out. Okay? So, I mean, I'm not trying to talk tough. People are just putting up with this crap, and I've had enough of it.
Someone's got to protect them, and that's why I really appreciated McKinney when she took Rumsfeld to task, because here are people, they're known buying little children, and they're, you know, government contractors.
But there are troops saving us. Here, let's go to that clip. This is the clip with Cynthia McKinney.
Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech.
This is in Congress 7 years ago.
In September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines.
That killed a bunch of people, too.
And is now working on a plague vaccine through
everything
the Joint
they do
Vaccine
kills people.
Acquisition
like
Program.
Same.
Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls?
Thank you, Representative. First,
The answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
On your first question, I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation. And it was some years ago in the Balkans that took place.
It's my understanding that it continues to take place. And
is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
You can give me information to that effect.
I'm sure you are interested in all of the information that I have, and I'll be more than happy to provide it to you.
Good. Thank you.
But I would also like to get information from you.
Okay.
For example, the information that I just requested.
That's good. The full interview, just type in Cynthia McKinney, Grills Rumsfeld. It's all over YouTube, but I mean, it's on thousands of articles, BBC, AP, just that company and others, women, children, huge amounts, children that ended up dead, you name it, and then just look how they all act like they don't know anything about it. When that's one of the most profitable things. Leanne, I want to stay on this story and just keep hammering this issue. Good job.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with David Knight and the winner of the Paul Revere contest, $100,000 prize, Infowars.com/Paul to see all the amazing entries. The resistance continues.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
That's right.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And we're going to get to a couple of the other runners-up or honorable mention films from the InfoWars.com Paul Revere contest with David Knight, and we will conclude the contest today with the $100,000 winner, but I'm also going to get the second place winner on the Nightly News tonight, and then sometime this week, tomorrow or Friday, we'll try to get on the first place winner that we're going to announce here in just a few minutes. But I just cannot stress enough how exciting this is. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, so much of the poison that our bodies build up is in the water table, the pesticides, the herbicides, the chemicals, the garbage, the things they add, the hydrofluorosilicic sodium fluoride, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic, all of it. And then the runoff from all the drugs people are taking and the sewage and the chemtrail, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, all this stuff is in the water table. Even if you're on a well, you should have the water tested. There's usually some issues. And I'm on well water myself, and I have rainwater, but I still put it through a ProPure stainless steel system. We also have a reverse osmosis. Sometimes my wife's cooking and doesn't want to, dump the well water into the ProPure. And they have the Pro One that even cuts out the fluoride. Most systems can't do that. And the hydrofluorosilicic acid and several other things I can't pronounce. The point is, it is the very best system. I went out for years, researched, because I just wasn't happy with the other gravity-fed filters. The quality went down, or they were hard to get, or they were hard for availability, or I didn't like it being shipped in from China, on and on and on. So I went out, spent several years, used ProPure, looked at the studies, and have been promoting them the last few years. So you notice we didn't sell filters for a couple of years because I just couldn't find anything. Now I found ProPure and several other brands that we really think are great, and the Life Straw for emergencies and out in the field. So whatever you see in InfoWars Store, just one word, InfoWarsStore.com are the very best filtration systems, starting with Pro One and the ProPure system. Look at the side-by-side comparisons with their competition. The lowest prices on water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. With promo code WATER, 10% off, you cannot beat that deal. You can also call with the promo code WATER. They can answer your questions, and then you can order via the phone with credit card if you'd like. You can also write to us with the promo code WATER, 10% off the cost, but it'll say on the site, the shipping and handling, to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. I never give our address out. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, or InfoWarsStore.com, or link through on the shopping cart link on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And you're not only giving your family what they deserve and need and cutting out so many of the toxins that they're going to be getting into their bodies, reducing that toxic load,
increasing lifespan, health, you name it. Undoubtedly, clean water is essential to civilization. And the globalist is Cass Sunstein, and, well, the head science czar, John P. Holdren, said we're going to get them in the water in eco-science. So really checkmate them today and support the broadcast. This is one of the big ways we fund ourselves, is selling the best water filters out there. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then you have my commitment to take the funds that come in here and pour it into resistance. That's my dream. Some guys are into cars, which I don't blame. I like cars too. Some people are into, having a good time, travel, whatever. I'm into liberty. Some people are into status. I'm not into that. I'm into fighting globalist scum. I take it personally. I hate them. I have dreams about defeating the New World Order. You know, I eat, drink, and sleep this. And so please give me the power financially to throw everything I've got against them. Doesn't mean here at InfoWars we'll defeat them. But together with that spirit and spreading that spirit of liberty, we will. So please financially support us. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 11 memberships for the price of one in Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Tell your friends and family to listen and watch the nightly news, 7 o'clock each night, for subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. This isn't going to happen by osmosis. Politically, it's going to happen by you taking action. And I know many of you have, so I salute you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The big announcement is here. And David Knight was actually pretty excited coming in here, one of our InfoWars reporters. And he's also helped us out with administrative stuff, trying to organize the site, InfoWars.com/Paul Revere, or just Paul. We'll get you there. And the top 35, then the top three. Now we've given you the third place and second place. Political Earth was third place, and then American Drone was second place. And in a few minutes, we're going to give you the first place winner. And I wonder if people can guess what this is going to be. Actually, a lot of people have guessed, because I think it's clearly the first or second entry. And again, the top 10 or so were so close. It was all just fractions of, you know, who's going to win. And also remember, people that win this $100,000, after taxes, will be like 70. The point is, then they're obviously going to be able to go do that and make more films. So let's go to David Knight. David, this is a momentous moment we're about to get to. But first off, we've got a few of the other honorable mentions here. Tell us about those, and then the drum roll for the winner.
Well, you know, Alex, the whole purpose of this contest is you wanted to put some of the money that you made out there and try to encourage people to get active and involved, because in the 21st century, you're not going to change people's minds by handing out literature tracts. It doesn't work that way.
How did you learn about me?
Through documentaries. Yeah. And then found you on the radio. And even though we didn't get radio, we got you on the iPhone app, and we're able to stream that. But we want people to learn how to communicate more effectively in a 21st century manner. And so the very first entry that we're going to be highlighting today is a healthy distrust. This is from Mike Adamski. And this is what he said: I'm just one guy with a camera and a passion to resist tyranny at all costs. While already working more than 40-plus hours a week at multiple jobs, I found time to travel from Springfield, Massachusetts to Boston, to Keene, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., and I found like-minded individuals all over the place.
And again, they all win by the passionate exercise of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had incredible feedback. People have been so positive. Almost all of them have been great sports. A few people are real mad they haven't won, and clearly they didn't have the best films. So why enter a contest? It's about you're in the arena. Or they go, Political Earth didn't have InfoWars at the start. Well, our copy we uploaded, not your bad, but you.
Right. Yeah, that's my mistake.
You're doing the work, but right. On their side, it does have InfoWars.
Yes.
But the contest says I can give it to whoever I want.
Right.
Try to follow these guidelines. But
right.
People are just, some of them, I'm really sad for them.
Yeah. And you know, we saw this also in another entry. It was becoming Paul Revere. These are a bunch of guys who met up during the reporter contest. They didn't win the reporter contest, but they were in different areas all over the country. They linked together and created this online news organization, The Media Speaks, and they did a documentary about how they came together based on the reporter contest. So these types of things, these types of relationships, this type of growth is what we're looking for. Let's take a look at what Mike Adamski did in his spare time, quote unquote, after he's working more than 40 hours a week.
And this is the healthy distrust.
Yes.
Here it is.
Rights are just going
out. They're just leaving. Sooner or later, we're not going to have any rights.
The federal government's onslaught on our personal civil liberties and civil rights is absolutely a bipartisan affair.
There is complete continuity
from the Bush administration to the Obama administration.
That sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory to me. I don't know.
Meanwhile, there are new disturbing developments out of Washington tonight regarding the president's belief that he has the legal authority to assassinate U.S. citizens.
Three Americans now have been on the list. They've been assassinated, but they don't talk about the second one because the second one happened to be a 16-year-old son of a lockheed.
You're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
You know what? As long as it's our team that's in office, I feel a little more secure than if it's the Republicans in office.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Staggering pile of 1.6 billion rounds.
The time has come, America, to step up and ban these weapons.
We will not disarm. We will not comply, and we will resist.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street.
All right, so that's a healthy distrust. I think it's like 19 minutes long. That's just a short minute and a half clip. Very powerful. Let's talk about a new world order, United We Stand, which probably would have been the winner. Maybe he would have been in the top two or three, but got it in late.
That's right. He didn't get that in until June 23rd. So we wanted to put this on the website because it's a great piece of work. This is a guy, Tom Antos, and he does tutorials on YouTube. So for all you people who entered, we hope, number one, that you're going to hook up with other people that have a complementary skill set. Nobody has all the skills.
This is a networking thing for liberty.
Exactly. So we want you to collaborate.
Not just for us.
And if you want to get your game up in terms of how to shoot and how to do camera flyovers, look at this guy's tutorials, Tom Antos, and his film is New World Order, United We Stand. And I'll just give you a little bit of introduction. It says it's 2018 and Earth is under attack. Nuclear weapons devastate several developing countries. Weaker governments look to the U.S. to take on world military leadership. Soon, Russia and other powers consider joining the alliance. In humanity's darkest moments, the dreams of a united world seem to be finally coming true. What will it take to unite the world government? And here's his short film. Part of it, just a couple of minutes.
Michigan, USA, year 2018.
When a war is waged, the question most often asked is why? And we find plenty of reasons, whether they're real or not. But perhaps the question we should be asking is not why, but who?
The Loving Drone.
He's got some great special effects. You gotta see this visual.
And he actually,
recovery mission underway. We are Oscar Mike.
He actually launched his own little drone.
To understand this war, we have to go back further than any of us could have anticipated.
That's troops hunting down militias. You gotta go see it. New World Order, United We Stand. It's on Infowars.com/Paul.
9/11, as tragic as it was, brought about the unwavering unity of the American people. But what would it take to unite the entire world?
He did that shot with his own little drone. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. If suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe.
That's Project Bluebeam.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
We are. It's called the New World Order.
And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
United We Stand, New World Order.
Yeah, the production values there look like something out of Hollywood. But this is stuff that you can do as an indie filmmaker.
And he actually runs these free online tutorials. What a great guy. That's showing people how to do it. What an amazing person.
Fine work from Tom Antos. This next one is from a comedy group called Joy Camp. And this is a quick commercial spoof of Big Pharma commercials.
And they were almost third place or second place. And we definitely want to work with them. They're great people. But it's just so hard to choose. But they're definitely a runner-up.
So this is a Big Pharma type commercial parody for an RFID chip.
Let's go ahead and go to that.
To think something so small could control you.
A pill.
And everything
looks like
you
a pill.
Do.
And they've now come out with pills
when
that actually do this.
Yeah.
That are RFID.
Are on the line. The RFID chip is always with you, threatening your privacy, causing severe risk to your health and personal safety.
and killing you if you do not obey rogue government demands.
Oh.
Because I want to increase my risk of cancer.
Because I want to live in a cash-free society.
Because now, the government is looking out for us.
Because I have the mark of the beast, but it doesn't have me.
Oh, trendy.
Ask your doctor how to get your chip implanted today.
By CIA.
Because we want to track your every move.
And again, in the piece they submitted, there's like five or six, each one amazing. And I just wish I had money to make them the, you know, the winner. But I definitely want to try to work with those guys. And I've already been for years a fan of just the, I don't know, 50, 60, I don't know, just scores of films they've made that are just amazing. And quite frankly, some of the films they've made probably would have been first place, but they made them before. So just, I mean, definitely a talented crew of filmmakers.
That's right. Now, this is the winner coming up.
Hold on. We're going to break before we do this.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm not trying to build it up. I just don't think we're going to have time to get to it. You know what? Let's just not make him wait. Let's just go ahead and give it to him now.
Well, we can tell a little bit about why we picked what we did and what we're trying to do in the contest, which is to try to get people to use different types of techniques. We've done documentaries. We do news broadcasts. We do magazines. We're trying to hit in every type of medium to get to the public, to wake people up. Some people are going to wake up from one type of thing. Many people are going to wake up from another type of thing. And also, there's different ways to present the information, even if you go to a video or to a movie. So we wanted people to act things out. And I think this grand prize winner is really shows that. We've told people about what's happening with this and with this situation. I'm still trying to keep it vague because I've announced it after the break, right? But it's very powerful when you see people actually acting out what we've been telling people is happening inside the government.
And what's crazy is that so much of it is accurate to what they're really doing. And you know, they kind of quantified at one point and say, and then they're going to use the robots to get rid of us. I mean, maybe they should have said, you know, hindsight's 2020, then they're bringing in the autonomous drones and systems to take humans out of the decision-making process.
Right.
But again, we're talking about who we want to work with in the future also for the production quality, all of it, the message, the gutsiness of it. Because people see this and it shows feds being killed. But they're not feds. They're foreign globalists. And they use the archetype, you know, of a German. Starting to give it away here. They already know who the winner is. We'll tell everybody when we come back. Well, most people probably weren't tuned in that day, so most people probably don't know who the winner is. People say, oh, that's the archetypal bad guy. But that's meant, designed to get to the general public to say the country's been hijacked. We can get Russians taken over, the Nazis taken over. We don't get bankers, corporate takeover. And that's happened to the government, and everything else in the film is really going on. They really have paper targets of kids they're trying to shoot, and old ladies and women in showers and old men and veterans and John Deere, you know, farmers. They really are bad-mouthing the founding fathers. They really are preparing a purge list. That's come out officially.
Absolutely.
And it just shows they're trying to normalize this evil and just have everybody go with it. Like, yeah, the CIA's involved and we're doing counterinsurgency brainwashing and all the agencies are, you know, gonna take over now and we are gonna have checkpoints and we're just supposed to go, oh,
so when you tell people this, that's one thing. But when they see it acted out, when they see it visually, they're part of it. That's a very powerful thing. So that's why with this film contest, we wanted people to not only do documentaries, but to try to do action and dramas and that sort of thing.
The $100,000 winner on the other side of this break. And I love being able to do stuff like this, ladies and gentlemen. And don't be envious, some of you out there, somebody that won. You won by being part of it and being engaged. Everybody who goes and gets the videos that are free online and gives them to friends and family, you win by defeating tyranny.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free.
Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By the way, Don Salazar is going to be really funny. It's going to have some lighthearted stuff. Top 20 jokes about Wienergate. It took him about 2 days to put it together. It's Wiener Stands Up Despite Criticism, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got all the jokes, all the late night jokes, all of it. And it's important to laugh at this scumbag because he arrogantly thinks he can continue to do all his sexting and all his bathroom stuff and all of his weirdness. So that article's up on Infowars.com. And prisonplanet.com. We've got some of the Drudge jokes on there. Can Wiener rise again? Wiener plunges. And it's a shrinkage. Younger women love Wiener. Clinton's pissed. Tina Brown in the... I'm not going to say that on air. Erection update. Update. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But you know it's important to have people of character, right?
Absolutely.
And this guy is a character. He doesn't have character.
Well, I saw somebody complaining. And look at Alex coming more like TMZ. Hey, we got to have some fun occasionally. Mm-hmm. There's some comedies that did great, like right. The third place winner. Right. I mean, you know, all work and no play makes Jack crazy. I guess I am crazy. Listen, we're going to have, drum roll please, the first place winner for 100,000 Federal Reserve notes. Dun, 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 dun.
The Purge, Michael Dornan.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one that you were talking about just before the break, and some of the people who've seen excerpts from it. We played it on the nightly news. We played excerpts from it. We've also done it on the radio, and it's a really fine reenactment of what's been going on in DHS for quite a while. And it's a very powerful thing to see that acted out as opposed to just telling people.
And some of this has really happened where feds and state police have gotten mad in these meetings. Well, what are you, founders mm-hmm. are bad? Christians are the enemy?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, so it's a very powerful film. We got a real quick excerpt from it, just 1 minute from it. It's kind of verbal.
From The Purge, the winner of the Paul Revere contest, 100,000 Federal Reserve notes. Here's a 1 minute clip. Department of Homeland Security headquarters.
We're going to continue to purchase ammunition to keep it off the open market. This prevents these extremists from getting ammunition in their hands. Additionally, we've purchased 7,000 assault weapons. These weapons will be issued to newly formed FEMA Youth Corps brigades. It's apparent that the world has entered into a currency crisis and trade disputes that could actually lead to civil unrest and armed conflict. Now, in the past, extremists were easy to identify. They were skinheads, KKK members, radical political ideologists. Well, now it's becoming a little more difficult. This group includes anti-abortionists, pro-constitutionalists, believers in biblical end times, gun owners, and most importantly, military veterans.
Excuse me, but military veterans are not extremists.
And believers in end times? That's like every Christian in America. That's millions and millions of people. And they're good people.
Schreiben Sie die Idee Nummer und was Sie gesagt, waren Sie noch im Raum?
And again, they really get it for the average American to say, see, it's a foreign takeover. And no, it's not German. It's globalist. It's New World Order. But the point is, it really gets it across. And that film has been seen hundreds of thousands of times, on their channel, on our channel. It needs to be seen millions of times. Infowars.com/Paul. You've got 600 films linked on there, about 300 and something on the site, but more online. All there on every subject, documentary, comedy, to wake people up. That was our goal. It was a test. But really, phase two is, regardless, is trying to work with some of these people to then finance them to make future films with us.
And let me tell you a story in terms about waking people up. We had one of the contestants who made the finalists send us a letter and say that for the longest time, he's tried to explain what's going on to his parents.
You showed me that letter.
Yeah, and because he became a finalist, she went to the Operation Paul Revere site, and he said his mom was up to like 2 or 3 in the morning and called him the next morning. She'd been looking at all these different topics, and she got it because she saw the variety of what was produced and because of the way that it was presented. So hats off to all the people who did something here. Their work is having an effect, and we're going to continue to showcase their work.
Absolutely.
On our site and on the nightly news and talk.
Oh, yeah, for months you're going to see stuff we haven't aired on the nightly news, on the radio, and all of you can watch it right now. Great job, David. Great job, contestants. Great job, makers of The Purge. You can get 100,000 Federal Reserve notes. Of course, part of it will get taxed out and sent to the foreign banks.
Thank you for listening.
Well, it's part of the slavery, but you understand. It's part of The Purge, but we'll be sending you that. We'll be getting you on the radio show.